Good evening, everyone. Halacha Gems tonight continues with Hilchos Shavuos, and tonight we discuss the importance of Limud HaTorah, of learning, that of course being the primary minhag for which we observe on Shavuos, that being the mitzvahs hayom of Limud HaTorah in Kabbalas HaTorah, the accepting and the re-receiving of the Torah, and recommitting ourselves and recalculating our connection to Torah. So it's important to think about specifically what the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah is. Now, of course, we know that all of the learning that a person does on this night, it should be done with a great sense of enthusiasm and hislavos, with a certain simcha, an excitement, a joy. Why? Because all of that person learning that one does this night, it bears the fruits, not only in the Olam Hazeh, but also, as Chazal tell us in the holy writings of the mystical teachings, it also has deep effects and bears fruits in the Olam HaElyon, in the upstairs, upper worlds, and brings kedusha and tahara to a person's neshama. As the Zohar writes in Parshas Emor, that the early pious ones, the Hasidim, Harishonim, they didn't sleep on this night, and they toiled in Limud HaTorah, and they would say, come and let us acquire the holy inheritance, the Merasha Kehilas Yaakov, the holy portion of the two worlds for ourselves and for our children. The holy worlds that we talk about here in the context of the Zohar is the Olam HaTachton and Olam HaElyon, the excitement and the joy that a person feels by learning Torah in this world, and the Keren Kayemis Le'olam Haba, the reward in the Olam Haba in the next world. Say the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rashbi said about a group who learned Torah this night, so those are all inscribed in the Sefer Zikaron, in the Book of Remembrance. And that means, even if it is that there's not the gathering as per usual, as we're more formally familiar, but rather people are learning themselves or just with their own families, there's a certain ksiva in the Sefer Zikaron, as the Ribbono Shel Olam says, he blesses anybody who's learning like that, the chaburos are learning with many brachos and many ksarim and keser and the Olam HaElyon. Likewise, the Ben Ish Chai said about this section of the Zohar Kodesh, who could hear such encouragement and then let his heart be idle? And when it comes to this night, I mean, if a person knows that there's a keser, there's crowns, that there's schar, there's Olam HaElyon, there's the ability to have such reward, how can he pass up the opportunity? All the more so should a person not defile a person's mouth with mundane words and mundane speech and idle chatter, such as business, and certainly not mockery or lashon hara. A person should be as courageous as a lion, as we learn in Shulchan Aruch, and stick to one's post with full attention. A person should try to do whatever they can to ward off sleep and not drowse at all, because the Arizal was also, in the writings of the Arizal, was very, apparently very stringent about not sleeping the entire night, even more than the night of Hoshana Rabbah, as this is written in the Sefer HaKavonos in the section of Shavuos specifically. Likewise, a person should be very careful, as we mentioned, that one not engage in idle chatter, mundane speech the entire night. Now, a person has to be very conscientious and careful to succeed, because this is something that takes a lot of care. Now, it could be that because most of us are going to be by ourselves or just with our immediate families, that's not going to be as difficult, and certainly what that might mean then is that we're going to have the ability to achieve and accrue much more schar. So when many people congregate, more people come together. So of course, the potential that is inherent insofar as the more people come together, so it's also there's the Yetzer Hara that usually allures them to speak mundane matters and conversation switches to things that are forbidden, jesting, ridicule, Lashon Hara, so on and so forth. It's a mitzvah for everybody to adjure themselves, to think about themselves, that we shouldn't engage in any idle chatter. It's better for a person to take a break and to be deliberate about that break, but not to use that time for jesting, lightheadedness, hesach hadas, and anything that would be, a kalas rosh, a light that would precipitate something that's not allowed. It's better for a person, an entire world, that such people simply go to sleep, which means, as the Yavetz famously writes, that if you're going to be mevatel your time, better to use it wisely by sleeping. A person must be clean, a person must be pure, with nothing else mixed in, and should learn Torah, like we started this Dvar Halacha with a certain desire, slavas, a simcha gedolah, an enthusiasm, an excitement that's going to bear much fruit. It's going to improve, their learning, and that's of course better than any impure learning, and that of course will be greater schar for a person to have. So says the Kaf HaChaim in his writings as well. So as this is Erev Yontif, I'll use this as an opportunity for those who are listening to this broadcast to wish each and every one of you and your families a wonderful Yontif, Chag Sameach, Shrizeich all of us to Kabbalas HaTorah B'Pnimius, an internal understanding of what Kabbalas HaTorah ultimately is, to be mechazik and strengthen our Torah, and Emir Tz Hashem, we should emerge from this Yontif anew with our connection to Torah as a rigorous sense of commitment with vitality and great purpose. So from my home to yours, Chag Sameach, good Yom Tov, and a good Shabbos.